Trust me, we've all had a recuperating week from this week. Camping last weekend and then baseball Tuesday night, and as the Indians got lucky in the bottom of the ninth. But anyway, it was a fun week together. I hope you had a good time. I know I did. Last week we talked a little bit about God's holiness and the fact that we saw it in the Ten Commandments, and we also could see His holiness of the cross and Jesus who died upon the cross for our sins, and that He that knew no sin became sin for us, and God the Father had to turn His back upon His Son because He could not look upon sin. What I want to talk about this morning is practical holiness in our life, kind of a part two of this subject. A passage of Scripture that has always challenged me, has always asked me to think thoughts of what exactly is He trying to say, is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. It says this: holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Wow. Holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. You know, I grew up in a church that taught that holiness was not going to movies, not wearing shorts, not wearing makeup. I could go on and on and on how they described what holiness was. We've all come to understand that really has little to do with holiness. But holiness is an attitude of the heart, is an attitude of the mind. But I do believe there is positional holiness and there is practical holiness. You see, He says, holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. If we are to teach that in order to be saved, you've got to have holiness, then we go back to the doctrine of works. If we teach that you have to be holy before you can be saved, and I think this is the problem, we begin to mix the two in. Now, holiness is something that God gives to us, is imputed to us through His death on the cross. That's positional holiness, and that is how we're saved. Practical holiness is what He's called us to. That every day we separate our lives from the world unto Him. Not through not wearing shorts and not going to movies and all these other things we want to add to Him, but through living our lives for Him in our hearts and repenting of our sins when we do sin. And I think oftentimes we get this mixed up. About a year or two ago, we had a separation in this church because I think we mixed the two. We mixed the two that you have to be holy practically before you can be saved positionally. And that's heresy. The only way we could ever be saved is the imputed righteousness of God that He gives us through His holiness and through His shed blood. Because our righteousness is as filthy rags in the eyes of God. But what does it mean to be holy practically? You know, it's kind of like the Church of Jesus, the Church of Christ teaches that you've got to be baptized to be saved. And I say, well, here's the issue with that. I don't believe that, obviously, that baptism saves you. But I do have a problem if you call yourself a Christian and won't be baptized. You see the rub that we often run into? What does holiness look like? I want to just recommend a book to you by John Charles Ryle. He lived from 1816 to 1900. And I've been reading his book off and on. I know Susan's been reading off and on the doctrine of holiness. And I just want to read an excerpt out of it before we leave the subject of holiness and the attributes of God. Holiness is the habit of being of one mind with God. According as we find His mind described in Scripture, it is the habit of agreeing in God's judgment, hating what He hates, loving what He loves, and measuring everything in this world by the standard of His Word. He who most entirely agrees with God, he is the most holy man. A holy man will endeavor to shun every known sin and to keep every known commandment. He will have a decided bent of a mind toward God, a hearty desire to do His will, a greater fear of displeasing Him than of displeasing the world, and a love to all His ways. He will feel what Paul felt when he said, I delight in the law of God after the inward man, Romans 7:22. And what David felt when he said, I esteem all the precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way, Psalm 119, 128. A holy man will strive to be like our Lord Jesus Christ. He will not only live the life of faith in him and draw from him all his daily peace and strength, but he will also labor to have the mind that was in him and to be conformed to his image and not the world's image. It will be his aim to bear with and forgive others, even as Christ forgave us, to be unselfish, even as Christ pleased not himself, to walk in love, even as Christ loved us, to be lowly-minded and humble, even as Christ made himself of no reputation and humbled himself. He remembered that Christ was a faithful witness for the truth, that he came not to do his own will, that it was his meat and drink to do his Father's will. Think about that. It was his meat and drink. It was the desire of his appetite to do his Father's will. That he would continually deny himself in order to minister to others. That he was meek and patient under undeserved insults. That he thought more of godly poor men than of kings. That he was full of love and compassion to sinners. That he was bold and uncompromising in denouncing sin. That he sought not the praise of men when he might have had it. That he went about doing good. That he was separate from worldly people. That he continued instant in prayer. That he would not let even his nearest relatives stand in his way when God's work was to be done. These things a holy man will try to remember. By them he will endeavor to shape his course in life. He will lay to heart the saying of John, "He that saith he abideth in Christ ought himself also to walk, even as he walked." 1 John 2:6. And the saying of Peter, "that Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that he should follow his steps." 1 Peter 2:21. Happy is he who has learned to make Christ his all, both for salvation and example. Much time would be saved and much sin prevented if men would oftener ask themselves the question, "What would Christ have said and done if he were in my place?"